We're visiting with Madison head football coach Nate Tightscraber here on the Area Coaches Corner. Coach, big win for you guys to open up the season against Hartford. That was our area game of the week here on Country 101.7 FM. What'd you like about week one?
I think overall we played a fairly clean game, really in all three phases, offense, defense, and specials. No penalties on offense. We didn't put the ball on the ground. We had some missed assignments, of course, like expected week one, but our effort was good, and we really tried to finish plays until the whistle. Defensively, you know, Hartford did move the ball a little bit from 20 to 20. When we got into the red zone and the green zone, defense kind of tightened up and made some plays to help us get the shutout. Special teams, you know, sometimes there's hidden yardage in football games, and I think we won the special teams battle as well. Picked up a couple penalties, like on our kickoff team, that really kind of put their offense in a pickle to start field position-wise. And, you know, if you can pin a team deep to start the game and force a punt, you know, and put your offense in good field position, you know, it usually leads to good things. So we were pleased with our overall, like, ability to play a pretty clean game for week one. So we're excited about where we're headed.
Lane Yarbrough was big for you guys, had over 150 yards rushing and three touchdowns, was named our Emporia Main Street Area Athlete of the Week. But Lane really starting his season off on a high note, and that's what you got to expect out of him.
Yeah, Lane's a senior. This is his third year starting for the Dogs on really both sides of the ball. Two-time returning All-State guy. You know, coming in, we knew that Lane was going to be a guy that was going to emerge offensively and take on more of the load after losing Bryson last year. So Lane did a really nice job running the ball. He has good vision and good power behind his pads when he runs the ball. And he doesn't really take runs for losses. So, yeah, it was a good start for Lane. And kind of as our offense develops, you know, he's a key piece. But also, too, the big boys up front. You know, I think our blocking percentages for game one were above average on the offensive line and the tight end spot. So those guys really did a good job at blocking Hartford's front. And then our other backs. Who are involved with fakes and whatnot, you know, it makes our offense difficult to defend when teams have to defend all of our skill guys. And so, you know, it happened to be Lane this week that popped the big game and went for 150 and three touchdowns. But you never really know with our offense who's going to pop from week to week. So that's the exciting thing, be able to keep teams off balance.
You already gave the answer to my next question about other guys contributing, and it sounds like you answered that. You know, the offensive line did some good things, defensive line. It just seemed like it was a great team effort, too, besides Lane having the big game that he had.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought our guys up front on both sides of the ball played very well. Hartford, I think, attempted 22 balls in the first half, and if you can make a team have to throw the ball 20, 30 times and make them a little more one-dimensional, I think you're set up for a little more success. And our defensive line and our linebackers really did a nice job of putting Hartford in second and long, and we got them into some third and long opportunities where we can kind of zero in on the pass a little bit more. And with their talented young passing game with their quarterback and their receivers, that was pretty important for us to get them into those predictable situations.
We're visiting with Madison head football coach Nate Tightscraber here on the Area Coaches Corner. Coach, you go to Meridazine Valley tomorrow night. Meridazine, you know, much improved, but, you know, they lost to Burlingame last week 49-0, and they got a tough draw last week with the Bearcats, and now they got you guys. So they've got to be pretty fired up. But what challenges lie ahead with the Trojans tomorrow night?
Big challenge right off the bat. It's our first road test of the year. So first road test for the Dogs, and that's always interesting to see how your guys perform on the road. As for Meritazine Valley, very much improved. Their quarterback's very athletic. I think their skill guys are all very young. And so you're going to hear some things from these guys definitely in the years to come. We definitely have a challenge defensively. He does a nice job of getting out of the pocket, and they do a good job as a coaching staff, I think, of putting defenses in pickles and make you have to, you know, commit to the run, and then they have some open receivers. And so I think our challenge defensively is to take a step up from last week and just get better at our keys and our reads and execute our scheme a little bit better. But we definitely, you know, going into our first road game of the year, we're hoping to take some strides in all three phases of the game.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck tomorrow night against Meritazine Valley. We'll talk to you again next Thursday.
Sounds good. We're looking forward to it. Go Dawgs.
That's Madison head football coach Nate Teichgraber joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by MT Networks, Shanky Well Service, and Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group on Country 101.7 FM.